Astor Conference 2019 Tesco, profits for bosses, job cuts for workers, Astor Union must fight back. Scott Jones, Chair, Astor East London Retail Branch C026, personal capacity, as delegates arrive in Blackpool for the annual conference of Astor, the Retail and Distribution Union, many shop workers are facing job losses and worse pay and conditions as the retail crisis deepens. At the same time, some bosses are celebrating. In April, Tesco announced a 30% rise in profits to £1.7 billion, with Chief Executive Dave Lewis saying, "After 4 years we have met our turnaround goals. I'm very confident that we will complete the journey in 2019-20. But up to 9,000 Tesco workers won't be around to complete the journey." Despite the huge profits Tesco announced in January, up to 9,000 jobs could go, as bosses axe many in-store counters and hot food provision in staff canteens. They would join thousands of other retail workers who have lost their jobs in recent years, the latest being Debenhams workers, after bosses announced the closure of 22 stores, affecting 1,200 jobs. Shamefully, Tesco workers first heard about the changes in the press. After months of uncertainty, management is now calling those affected into redundancy meetings. Tesco has talked of redeploying some workers. But with 10,000 jobs already lost through not replacing staff who have left, the retailer can't be trusted. Angry Astor President Amy Murphy, a Tesco worker and member of the Socialist Party, has said, "Staff are angry, shocked and devastated. Particularly by the appalling decision to hold celebratory buffets in stores, to celebrate the profits on the same day colleagues were told they were at risk of redundancy. Retail is under pressure, but Tesco still makes over £1 billion in profit, and staff played the crucial role in ensuring a good Christmas for Tesco and the rise in profits. We should fight every job loss and cut. The bumper profit announcement shows not a single job should be lost, no counters should be scrapped, and no changes should be made to staff canteens. Even though some workers are currently going through the redundancy process, workers' anger demonstrates it's still not too late for Astor to fight, to prevent every job loss now, and to build a fight back to defeat future attacks." Last year saw strikes by McDonald's TGI Fridays and JD Wetherspoon workers, as well as by Tesco workers in Dagenham and in Ireland. This shows the potential for similarly low-paid supermarket staff across Britain to take action. Tesco workers could also link up with customers, who will be angry at losing in-store services. As well as urgent in-store union meetings, Astor should call public meetings to win support for the fight against these cuts. Strategy this year, Astor launched its industrial strategy for retail. This includes welcome measures, a £10 an hour minimum wage, minimum 16-hour contracts, and the right to a contract reflecting regular hours worked. Also, reducing the gap between chief executive pay and ordinary workers, and measures to stop corporate tax avoidance. But it falls short of asking the central question behind the retail crisis: under whose control is the retail industry to be developed, and in whose interests? Astor's 2017 conference resolved that failing retail companies should not be allowed to sack workers and close stores, but be nationalized instead. Astor should make this a cornerstone of its industrial strategy for retail, including for profitable companies like Tesco. Ultimately, only on the basis of public ownership and democratic workers' control, can jobs be protected from the pressures of the market. Instead of the bosses running our high streets and supermarkets into the ground, we call for democratically elected committees of shop workers and the local working class to run retail.